And now the conclusion of this live and local interview.
InfoTech is one of AIM's biggest events of the year. And this year, their keynote speaker is Mike Smith. He's an international-level public speaker, and he's got local ties to the nonprofit world. He's the co-founder of the nonprofit Rabble Mill, based in Lincoln and Omaha. And he's with me here on Live and Local. You've been doing this long enough now, getting a decade-plus in on this, that you've got kids who aren't kids anymore. They've actually grown into adulthood. Can you grace us with an anecdote or two of some folks who have come back to you and said, man, that made all the difference for me?
But there's also that example of, you know, the kids who grew up in our space and are now teachers and are volunteering their time and giving back. We've got kids who grew up in our space and are tattoo artists. We've got kids who own their own auto body shops. There's just so many kids who, you know, I think it's one of those things for us where we were open so long and open so late at night that we were able just to give kids a community, like a place they could go. We always say at the Bay, it's somewhere to go, something to do, and people who care. And we just gave kids a space to sort of find themselves, stay out of trouble, build good relationships, learn good values that can help them later in life. And it kind of just worked, creating this sort of space like that. But there's so many kids that have gone on to do awesome things, and now they're adults with kids, and so it's weird even calling them kids. But you're totally right. There's so many stories. But yeah, I think Wulu is a great example of what we're shooting for next, you know, and this real hope of creating digital skills, using technology to impact these kids' lives, but not in a way that adults think is relevant, in a way that kids think is relevant, because that's actually how it works. Like, if you create it with adults in mind, you're going to miss the mark. If you create it focused on young people, focused on their passion, focused on their trajectory, the skills part is really what makes a difference, and that's everywhere. Skills, you can create skills for yourselves in any industry. It's just, will they stick with it? Do they want to show up? Can you build that relationship? Skills take time. Like, it takes longevity and it takes time to develop some of these things. And so if you enjoy what you're doing while you're learning those skills, you're more likely to stick it out.
Creating Significant Moments of Impact is the title of your keynote speech for InfoTech. What does it mean to you to be able to take everything you've just said, the basis of this nifty thing that you've put together over the better part of a decade plus, and now to integrate that into the IT community?
For sure. I think for us, you know, and I think it's such a, in the cyber world, I guess, or the IT world, it feels like the conversation about scalability is where things get too quickly. Like, can we do this for more people? Can we do this at scale? What happens with volume? Like, it seems like that is where that conversation goes. And I feel that at a nonprofit, we scale our program. Can we grow our number of kids? Can we deepen our impact? Can we reach more people? And I think, and I'm going to talk about this at the conference, technology gives us the ability to reach more people and scale and go faster. And I think that the thing that I've realized is, as people have focused on growth and people have focused on scaling, or people have focused on building the next big thing that's going to change the world, and you hear tech people talk about it all the time, we're going to create a company that's going to change the world. And I really think that the basis of all of that is you have to stop thinking about it from the perspective of, like, we're going to create this one thing that's going to change the world in this big way, because most impact happens one moment at a time. It really does. Most people find we have moments that are burned into our brain from when we were kids because they're so significant and so impactful to us, because moments really do matter. And I honestly think that trying to intentionally craft and sculpt and create specific moments and then being able to track those specific moments are really important for companies. And I think they're really important for tech companies. And I think they're really important for staff and people to pay attention to. And that's honestly kind of was our strategy during the pandemic, was how do we stop focusing on how many Zoom boxes or kids we can get onto a screen and scale our programming, and how do we start to really just focus in on how many moments can we create for young people, one person at a time, one kid at a time, one space at a time. You know, I'm a part owner in an ed tech company that talks about scalability. I've got a video series that millions of kids watch every single week that we scale to schools around the world. Like, I get tech and ed tech and scaling things, and I don't know, I think impact lives in moments, and I think that those are significant moments in every company. And I think if companies learn how to define their moments, train for their moments, and then capture those moments, I think you can really learn something about your company. I think you can learn something about your customers or the people that you serve. And so I'm kind of just excited to share with everyone at InfoTech what we call SMIs, or significant moments of impact, at Rabble Mill, share how, you know, we've been able to capture data, create moments, and what we learned from those moments, and how that's pivoted our programming.
Well, and I also think that those significant moments from our childhood that have stuck with us and always have to do with some sort of a mentor figure, somebody who took the time to teach, to enjoy, to show, to introduce.
Of course. I feel like that's the conversation around we're all kind of the hero in our own story. And I think those moments are so impactful because, you know, we're all the hero in our own journey. We're all living out our own story. And it's like when someone comes along and kind of helps guide and shape you, it can be incredibly transformative.
That's Mike Smith. He's the co-founder of the nonprofit Rabble Mill, based in Lincoln and Omaha, and a part of many, many other things. He's giving the keynote speech at this year's InfoTech, Creating Significant Moments of Impact. And you can find information at infotech.org. Mike, thank you so much for joining me today on Live and Local. I do appreciate your time.
Dude, thanks for having me.